This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
All right, how you doing over there?
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You got this.
All right. I'm just going to say this once so I don't ever have to say it again. But, I mean, if you saw, I know you guys talked about it, but the reason I was out the past few days is because Elvis passed away on Sunday night into Monday. It was very sudden. I was not expecting it. He's not been sick or anything, and I got home from Iceland on Saturday night, and my dog walker Enrique, he's a bit of a night owl, so he brought them back kind of late, and I was already asleep, and he pretty much has run in my house, so it's fine. And he put, you know, Smokey in her cage, and he sent me a message saying, you know, Elvis just, he didn't eat dinner, and he just wasn't himself, which is weird because Elvis never doesn't eat.
So, just so in case people don't know, yeah. Smokey is your dad's dog.
That I'm watching.
Yeah, that you're keeping your dad's dog right
just
now.
Just for a little while.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so I came downstairs, and Elvis was on his, like, pillow downstairs, which is just weird. And I was like, come on, boy, you want to come upstairs? And sometimes after he comes back, after I've been away and he's been with Enrique, you know, he gets a little more activity with him than he gets with me, you know, because he might go to an extra daycare or two. And he's always a little sore, a little tired. Like, it's just normal.
Mm-hmm.
But he wouldn't eat, and that's just weird. So I brought him upstairs. You know, I helped him get up the stairs and into the bed, and I was like, well, let's just rest. That's the best way to recover is rest. So he woke up and he ate and he was pretty much normal and doing okay, but he didn't want to come upstairs. He didn't want to go up the stairs. It was hard for him to walk. So I got him upstairs into the bed and it was time to go to bed. And about, I don't know, 11:30 or 12, I woke up and he was just panting. He couldn't breathe.
Mm.
And so I called the vet and she was like, you should probably come in. And I was like, I can't get him in the car. He can't walk. Can you help me? And she's like, we don't have anybody that can do that. Do you have a neighbor? You can knock on their door. I'm like, I really don't. And Heidi, if you're listening, I know you would, but I couldn't wake you up at midnight. And so I called Enrique because I know he's up late. And he's like, I'm like, I think he's dying. Can you please come?
Mm.
And he's like, I'll be right there. And so I tried to get Elvis off the bed and he just, his entire second half of his body wasn't working.
Mm.
And I knew, and he went, and so we just sat in the doorway of my bedroom. I just put him on my lap, and I pet him, and I pet him, and I called Mr. X, who happened to be awake, and we both just talked to him, and told him it was okay, and that we loved him, and it was okay to go.
Mm-hmm.
And then he took 3 breaths, and that was it, and he was gone. And it was so hard and so impossible and something no one should ever have to see. Because it's one thing when you go to the vet and they give them a nice shot, you know, and mm-hmm. they get to go to sleep. But this wasn't that. And I just hope he wasn't scared. And I hope he felt me there and he felt Mr. X there. And then
he knew you were there.
So then I had to get up because Enrique came so fast he forgot his keys, and so I went down. I had to clean up Elvis because it was very much a mess.
Right.
And I said, he's upstairs. And Enrique went upstairs and carried him downstairs, and we put him in the back of the car in his little pillow. And then Enrique said goodbye, which was so hard to watch because he loved that dog. He's my family. Enrique's my family.
Yeah.
And we took him. I took him to the vet, and I want to just thank VCA Weymouth for being so kind at 1 o'clock in the morning and being so gentle with him, even though he was gone.
Right.
And they got him and they took him away. And then you have to sit there and you gotta like pick out a box to put him in. And I just, it was like 1:30 in the morning, and I didn't know what I was doing. I probably shouldn't have driven. And I really wanted a drink, but I don't have any alcohol in my house. And it was awful. And I got home and I woke up the next morning and I'm like, okay, maybe it didn't happen. So I haven't really been able to move. I haven't been able to think. I haven't been able to do much. I still think I'm gonna wake up and it's a joke. And he'll, and I haven't left my house. This is the first day I'm gonna have to go home and he won't be there at the door. And
I was sharing with somebody about how you said to me that you felt like he waited.
Oh, he had to have waited. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, I hadn't been home 24 hours. Mm-hmm. So I think he did, which means he was, like, living through some pain just for me. But I'm grateful. I mean, if this had happened when I wasn't there, I don't know that I ever could have gotten over it. But if it had, knowing Enrique was there, you know what I mean?
Right. That,
if it had to have happened, you know. But it was just...
We're trying to remember. So it was Elvis, 13?
He was 13 in January. A good long life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and you know,
he was well loved.
If you're a dog in my house, you live well. And he touched so many lives because, mm-hmm. he met so many people. You know, we went to nursing homes. We did lots of stuff. And he helped foster puppies. He helped. But he literally did. You know, I made jokes about this, that he saved my life every day. But he absolutely did save my, mm-hmm. life every single day. And I don't know. I just don't know what to do without him. Mm-hmm. I really don't. It's hard. It's so hard. He's everywhere. You know, he's everywhere in that house. There's dog hair everywhere in that house, and I shouldn't have to pick up dog hair if a dog isn't involved.
Yeah, he's a shedder, that one.
He's on your sweatshirt right now.
Yeah, so Lana made me this, and I just thought I would wear it today. Mm. But I'm sorry. I don't mean to bring anybody down, guys. I really don't. But
it's okay. It's part of your life.
But I know that Elvis was so much a part of my life. He was the most stable man in it for as long as he was alive. And I don't know what I'm supposed to do next.
It's so hard. It's losing a family member. It's losing a part of you. It's losing, you know, unconditional love.
And I've lost, you know, I've been through this before, yeah. Certainly. But but this one is just different, because... Like when Elwood passed, we were moving here. I was very busy.
Yeah, I was trying to remember kind
it was
of that.
It was a month before 2008. We left. It was a month before we left. So I was busy. There was a lot going on, and he had not been well, but Elvis had not been well. This just came out of nowhere.
Yeah, Lana asked me that too, and I remember you saying a little while back, like, he's getting older.
He's getting older.
You could tell that part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he wasn't
sick.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. I don't know what it was, and I don't want to know what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Just in case they're like, well, you could have, but I don't think I could have.
No. I hope you take solace in the fact that he felt the love that most people don't get to experience, mm-hmm. living with you every day, and that he waited for you because he loved you and he had comfort in those final moments because of you.
I hope so. No. He just looks so scared, and I can't get that part out of my head. That's the hardest part. I sat there last night, and it was all I could think of was that moment, those moments. Yeah. And I'm like, you can't do this anymore. You gotta let it go.
It's so hard not to replay it. I've been there.
I just need, that magical thing they did in that Jim Carrey movie. Just erase it.
Right. Like Men in Black just hit you with
Oh, that'd be good too. Either way, I'll take them both. But in any event,
and
I just want to thank everybody who sent me messages. I still can't look at, mm-hmm. the post yet. I still can't.
Has it been having Smokey there? Has that helped at all? Or is it just to have at least another dog?
I think it just kept me busy. I have to feed her. I have to let her out. But she's such a different dog.
She's a different breed, yeah.
And I think I'm a little mad at her that she doesn't notice that he's not there.
right.
But sure. I mean, it's nice that the house isn't just
completely empty.
Silent and empty, right, which is great. So, but no, man.
He's chasing rabbits in a good place.
He's chasing rabbits with all the good boys and girls who are there now. So... Anyway.
Well, we're going to cheer you up. We have
Please
something.
Do. God, help
we
have, me.
We have we're going to try to make you laugh.
I wish you would.
We have something planned for you coming up here in just a few minutes.
Good.
While you were out, the show was so much better. And we.
Yeah, that's it. That's one way to spin it.
Oh, is it the Carson and Dan show?
Yeah. Were you gone for 3 days? Felt like 60.
And we have the audio to prove how much better the show was while you're gone.
Oh, thank you. I needed this. Thank you, boys.
We're going to have the top 3 moments. Or it might be the top 23
I pulled
moments.
Him a 40. Well, spoiled for choice.
Right. All right. Well, we love you.
Thank you. I know. Thanks. And thanks for giving me the time because I just couldn't do
whatever
it.
You need. We love you.
All right. It's Carson Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Hang on.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.